This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic.
My name is Bella, and I'm sitting here with Max. She is the host of Road Trip. That's Tuesdays from 10:30 p.m. to midnight. And she's doing this project of interviewing different volunteers at the station, those that are new to here and those have been here for a long time. And I just, after sitting down and being interviewed by her, kind of just said, I have a lot of questions for you too. And she said, well, we can probably make that happen. So here we are. Hello, Max. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Max got involved with CFUV in 2015 when her friend Troy invited her to the station. She wasn't aware that they would be broadcasting live on the air together that day.
At the time, I was way more shy than I am. I've always been a pretty, I want to say rambunctious kid, but that's not the word, just like precocious. I was a precocious child, always. But I didn't realize how quiet and shy I can be. And when Troy invited me on the radio, I was just kind of like, oh, cool. I'm just going to hang out and like listen and watch him do his thing. And then as soon as I sat down, he was just like, so are you ready to go on air? And he was so chill about it. And I was just like in my own brain, I was like, sure, I guess. Yeah, okay, I guess so. I remember... the thing that we talked about too is so like it made me sound so incompetent. Troy has a hardcore show and it's called The Action Index, and we were talking about this band called Punch, and I didn't know that they had broken up, and so I was just like, yeah, Punch, I'm really stoked to see them next. And he was like, oh, well, that's too bad because they broke up a little while ago. And my heart just like sunk into my stomach, and I was like, okay, sounds good. I guess I'm going, yes, I'm not going to see them ever again. Yeah, that was, it was very, very nerve wracking, and I just felt silly afterward. But at the same time, it was like pretty rewarding, and I was just kind of like, this is really cool.
After hosting CFUV's chart show, The Spins, for a few months, she conceived of Road Trip, an interview show that featured local musicians and the music that inspires them to create.
The place that I actually got the idea for was another person who used to work here. Her name is Kay. She was the Women's Center coordinator, and she helped host a show called Big Broadcast that happens Thursday nights. And she had me on. She said, hey, why don't you come guest host? And I, again, this is like the second time I had ever been on the air. And I just like, this time I was like, I'm going to be prepared. Like, I'm going to know exactly what I want to say. And I like made myself a list and like had a playlist and was like researched all this stuff so that I wouldn't say silly things like this band that is already broken up. I wonder when I'm going to see them next. That might have scarred me a little bit. But yeah, Kay invited me on the show and I had this playlist, and she said that, yeah, that was really, really good. That was, and it was a lot of fun for me to do the research and stuff. And so I thought, hey, why don't I have musicians who obviously know music come onto my show and kind of have like their turn at hosting and yeah, make a playlist for me. And that's kind of where I got the idea. I also kind of wanted to get musicians more involved with CFUV. Like, of course, we have the basement closet sessions, which are like super, super booked up. And there are always super great bands coming in and playing. But I was hoping that I could just bring in people for more of like a chill out session and like, you know, talk about your life, talk about your music, but also play this music and be like, okay, look at this. This is a really cool band. This is something that's interesting about them. That's why I wanted to have that.
This is just making me think. I had a phone call once and someone was like, oh, that's so cool. You just followed a Randy Newman song with Jimi Hendrix. Like, I love CFUV. I never know what I'm going to hear. Like, and it's so true. Like, I'm just wondering, like, is that why you decided to do this project of interviewing different people? It's like just a wild card every show for everyone. You know, there's so many voices. We don't even all know each other. And like, everyone here is so wonderful. And like, we're trying to, but.
Totally. Yeah. I think it's all about learning about who is here. Every single story that I've heard, I don't know most of these people, just because like I've been volunteering here for about a year, and I've only run into a few. You run into a few people because you have show neighbors, right? You have the person that comes before you and you have the person that comes after you. And then you run into some people, you know, if there's like, if you do outreach, you go set up a table for CFEV and you're at, you know, Pride or a show or something like that, then you run into some people. But you don't meet everyone. And I think that everyone who volunteers here is so quiet in a way. They don't really like talking about themselves. But when you kind of pry that open a little bit and say, hey, so I hear you are an activist. Or, hey, I hear that you're pretty much salsa royalty. Like, then they have a story to tell. And like, people are just so interesting. But you need to work it out of them. Everybody has a story, but you gotta open the book to find out that story.
Kind of like a quiet confidence.
Totally, exactly that.
You're in a Scrams band called Rosacea, and you're the lead singer, right?
Yes.
And you've spoken a lot about being really shy. And then this is fairly new that you're in this band. So I'm wondering, would you attribute some of your courage to be in it, to your time here at CFUV?
Oh, definitely. I gush a little bit when I talk about this person, but Kay, Troy and Kay were kind of the people that got me into CFUV. And Kay is the vocalist of a band called Thick Skull. And that's also like kind of a grinding hardcore band. It's good. It's good stuff. And just seeing Kay perform was super, super cool. And she kind of like let me into her life and showed me some of the lyrics that she was writing. And it was very much like, it was neat to see somebody that I knew who was a girl. I'd never had a friend who was a girl in a band before. And she was like, just so, so neat. That kind of gave me the courage to be like, well, I have some poetry too. Like, let me show you. And people were like, wow, this is really good. You should start a band, or you should be in a band. And yeah, that's when I made friends with a person named Boston, and he's the guitarist in the band Rosacea. It's like a collective. So it's not just one person writing the stuff and then playing it. But yeah, I can definitely contribute being able to be in a band with CFUV. I wouldn't have had the courage to come out and say, you know, like, look at me, I'm a person, I have something to say, like, my views are important, if it weren't for CFUV. I don't think anyone, or I think that my mindset would have been, nobody's gonna listen.
This is a track from Rosacea, the Scrams project that Max does vocals for. This song is called Thin White Line. So when you speak about finding solace in music, like especially in times of sadness, I'm just wondering, like you're saying, like music is so important and it does speak to you, and like it means so much when someone says like, hey, what you said means a lot to me. Like, why do you think that is? Like, what is it about music that is so important for us to connect to each other? What is it about music that makes it so easy for us to understand that we're feeling the same way someone else is feeling? Where maybe other forms of language or communication or art wouldn't be able to do.
I feel like music is so, I want to say visceral, it's just so emotional in the way that music itself is, when we listen to it, there's like a reaction in our brain. And so we have that kind of like emotional chemical reaction, but we can also listen to the lyrics and hear this person who has put their all out on the table by writing a certain thing. And yeah, they just like give that to us, and it's a way for them to open up, and like we can either receive it or we don't. And I think that that kind of has to do with, whether or not somebody likes the music. I don't know. I find that music is way more palatable for most people. Like, you can write poetry and most people won't read it, but as soon as you put some tunes to it, like some really cool guitar, like a groovy bass line, then people listen to it and kind of be like, huh, like, okay. Yeah, I understand that because I feel that way sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like one of the only art forms you can listen to passively and actively. Like,
totally. Consume it. It's all in the eye of the ear of the beholder.
The ear of the beholder.
It's all in the ear of the beholder.
Beautiful new quote. Thanks. So I'm just wondering why you think everyone at CFUV is so supportive of everyone going through the training and just getting everyone on the radio. Because mm-hmm. You talked about how obviously you don't have to be an expert to come here, and that's not a prerequisite. It's like, oh, you have to know exactly what you're talking about. You know, like, we're very careful about not saying things we don't know, but still, like, it's very open-minded, and I'm wondering why you think that is.
Well, I think that some parts of the Victorian music scene, especially the parts that CFUV has itself immersed in, are very inclusive, and they very much rely on the community itself. So it relies on people coming up and saying, hey, I want to do this. And when the people at CFUV, like when the collective kind of notices a spark in someone and says, hey, you are obviously, you have something to say, or you want to have your voice heard, then they really push that, even if the person might not know that about themselves. CFUV is really good at like kind of picking that out of people.
And what do you think is the benefit of having so many different voices, and you know, what of them getting everyone out on the radio?
Diversity, I guess. It's not just the same people saying the same thing. I remember this one time I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about like the different types of music and that sort of thing, and like having different people on my show as like co-hosts. And one thing that they said to me is that like it's really cool that you don't just bring on dudes from indie bands that, you know, all say the same thing and it's all just like talking about girls and that sort of thing. You actually bring on people, and you want to talk to people who write about and sing about really difficult stuff. And I think that's why it's really important to have like different voices, because then it really caters to like a wider audience and even a more accepting audience.
This episode of Behind the Mic featured a conversation with host Max Monday. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV. She's got a soul possessed.